I intend talking about some indicators that exist in the UK, and rather than concentrating on the results of the survey, I want to just draw attention to the existence of the indicators themselves. I would also say I've not been involved in drawing up the indicators. I do not work for the organisation involved, so I just present them as an example. Okay. And here I'm going to show some examples of education, employment and poverty indicators. The indicators that I will talk about were developed by an organisation called the Office of Disability Issues. It was set up in 2005, part of the government, and works across government departments aiming to coordinate disability policy in England and Wales. It is a focal point for the UNCRPD for the UK, but it collaborates with devolved governments. It's also located in the Department of Work and Pensions, just for background. I'm not really going to talk about strategy, national strategies, but just to say in terms of linking the indicators to some aims that the Prime Minister's strategy unit in 2005, key statement was made that by 2025, disabled people in Britain should have full opportunities and choices to improve their quality of life and to be respected and included as equal members of society. So that's a small part of the context for the development of these indicators. What is measured? A range of things. Certainly children's outcomes, communications, discrimination, employment, health, housing, living standards, independent living. The justice system, leisure, social, culture activities, participation, education and training, social care, transport. As mentioned, I'll just look at three of these. I put these on slides just in case the website didn't work when I was here, but it's an interactive tool. You'll see some arrows down the right-hand side. On the website, you can click on these, and I'll show you what some of them show. But first, here are the education indicators, and the way they're set out is in A1 to 14. It makes comparisons between disabled and non-disabled children at various stages in their education. Key stages are referred to ages, age bands. And it looks at children's education, higher education, and training, and so on. When you click on some of these, here's an example, there are examples obviously for all of these. I'm just going to show you two quickly. Here's a comparison between what's called no SEN, what we have in England and Wales. That refers to special educational needs. Disabled children are included in that, but it's broader than just disabled children. It's you can see. So at the end of key stage four, this is kind of around about age 16, those who have got GCSEs, an exam at grades A to C. So this is who got good grades at age 16, basically, and we can see some inequalities. It's quite easy to understand the difference here. People without SEN, those who got labelled or defined as having a special education need, and those who had a statement as well, that means they got help. And you can point to those. And that's why that balloon is there. If you point with your mouse, you get the statistic. Here's another example. Students who do not continue in education after their first year of university, basically showing it relates time along the bottom, so we can see changes over time. It also makes a comparison between students who receive a particular welfare benefit, something called Disabled Students Allowance, and differences there. So there are several employment indicators, things like employment rates. They look at impairment types, economic activity, high-level employment, working-age people who've never worked, those who'd like to work more hours, hourly wage rates, and highest educational qualifications. A couple of examples, employment. I've chosen this to show you that the indicator data are presented in different ways. So some of them are graphs, and they're quite good in a way because, you know, people can understand that. It's easy to understand. We want the inequality, people to understand the differences, not just academics, but people from a wide range of backgrounds. Again, some data over time, 2002 to 2010, comparing the employment rate of disabled and non-disabled people. We also have indicators for according to impairment, things showing, for example, the relative disadvantage of people who have depression or bad nerves in relation to the population overall disabled people. And the third indicator, poverty. The third section, poverty. The indicators here, children in low income, children in low income and maternal deprivation. Individuals who have low income. This is a complex area because of the intersection between employment and social protection and social, you know, as we all know. So there are some measures here that go into more detail. Households living in fuel poverty and people in persistent poverty. Again, I've chosen by way of example, persistent poverty before housing costs. Again, time, comparison, disabled, non-disabled people, percentages. Here are the links. I don't want to say a lot more, but if you want to see the detail of it, here there are two links. The Roadmap to Disability Equality, which forms the context for the indicators, and some more detail about the indicators themselves. Yeah, I'll leave it there.